This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. A massive G7 Ukraine aid package is good to go. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story.
Germany's finance minister says the group of seven leading economies and global financial institutions have agreed to provide $19.8 billion in aid to bolster Ukraine's public finances. Christian Lindner has told reporters that $9.5 billion of the total was mobilized at meetings of the G7 finance ministers at Königswinter, Germany, this week. He adds, the goal is to ensure Ukraine's financial situation does not affect its ability to defend itself from Russia's invasion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Russian army on Friday said it had totally liberated the Azovstal steelworks in the strategic port city of Mariupol in southeast Ukraine after the last Ukrainian soldiers inside surrendered. Defense Ministry spokesman Igor Konashenkov said the final 531 fighters at the plant gave themselves up to Russian forces. The news has not been independently confirmed. Human rights groups are criticizing the Taliban's decision to dissolve Afghanistan's Independent Human Rights Commission. Taliban authorities on Tuesday said they were getting rid of the Human Rights Commission and four other unnecessary departments, using their term, in light of a $500 million annual budget shortfall. Because these departments were not deemed necessary and were not included in the budget, Taliban's spokesman said they have been dissolved. A former deputy head of the organization told VOA's Pashto service that the decision is, in his words, nothing more than can be expected from the Taliban. That was Mohammad Naeem Nazari, the former deputy head of the Human Rights Commission in Afghanistan. This is VOA News. A federal judge says COVID asylum restrictions must continue on the southern U.S. border. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Spread of COVID-19. I'm Mike Gracia. A federal judge in Louisiana has ordered pandemic-related restrictions on migrants seeking asylum on the southern border must remain in place while litigation proceeds. The Biden administration planned to lift the federal Title 42 authority next Monday. Arizona, Louisiana, and 22 other states challenged the administration's plan to end the restrictions. Under Title 42 authority, migrants have been expelled more than 1.9 million times since March 2020. The provision has denied migrants a chance to request asylum under U.S. law and international treaty on grounds of preventing the spread of COVID-19. I'm Mike Gracia.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump has paid $110,000 in fines that he racked up after being held in contempt of court for being slow to respond to a civil subpoena issued by New York's Attorney General. Trump's lawyer did not immediately comment. The Office of Attorney General Letitia James says Trump paid the fine Thursday, but must still submit additional paperwork in order to have the contempt order lifted. A Manhattan judge declared Trump in contempt of court on April 25th and fined him $10,000 per day for not complying with a subpoena in James's long-running investigation into his business practices. The U.S. Justice Department said Friday that hate crimes on the rise. Hate crimes are on the rise, and U.S. federal prosecutors are responding by charging more than 40 people with bias-motivated crimes since 2021. The department said those charges resulted in more than 35 convictions. Among those convicted were three white men found guilty by a jury in February in connection with the killing of Ahmaud Arbery, a young man who was jogging in Brunswick, Georgia in 2020. The department released the figures as officials marked the first anniversary of the COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act and announced new measures to combat hate crimes. The law required the Justice Department to speed up a review of hate crimes cases. And dozens of anti-capitalist protesters clashed with police in Zurich on Friday ahead of the World Economic Forum's annual meeting in Davos, Switzerland, which starts Sunday. The demonstrations are a regular occurrence in Switzerland's financial hub before the world's business and political elite gather about 120 kilometers away. And recapping our top story this hour, the finance ministers of the Group of Seven Nations have pledged $19.8 billion to support Ukraine's finances during Russia's invasion. That's from a statement from the group. Marissa Melton, VOA News.